Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v terminu Intervju Radija Študent, z vami bomo ali bova, pred mikrofonom namreč samo dva, Mario B. in Ricardo Šantos iz zasedbe Velja Gajtera. Zraven je pa še Hervé Freire, ki igra na snare boben in trenutno dokumentira tale pogovor. Živjo, Ricardo, živjo, how do you say hello in Portuguese?
Hola.
Hola, of hola. Course, same like in Spain. So, you came to Slovenia for the first time, and you are playing at Mensa Precurito tonight, and you already played yesterday in Maribor, and you are going to play in Cerkno tomorrow, and on 30th of May you are going to have workshop, and then in between is also Novo Mesto, Sokolski dom, at 28th of May. So it's quite a big tour for the first time. You told me just outside that you were quite surprised over the reaction response of Maribor audience yesterday. So how it was?
We were very curious to know how Slovenian people will react to our music, because it's a music very very strong and very specific for us, and we were very curious to see how was the reaction. At first it was a little bit strange, people were a little bit apart, but then we invited them to come closer, because when we are playing we like to see who we sing us, you know, and get closer. And that happened, and people danced, and was a very good energy there.
What is the background of your band? First, before our interview, we heard one song with a female voice, and you said that she would be surprised that her voice would be heard here in Slovenia. What's that background first?
That lady is Tia Zita.
Yeah.
It's a lady from a small town in Portugal, the town where the band came from. And it has a wonderful voice, because it's a person who still has the traditional way of singing, and we invited her to sing. She was surprised, but she accepted. And we have many guests in our CD. Guests who some we played with them, and we found them on gigs we make all over Portugal. And for us, music is that, is gathering people,
making,
you know,
connections, and
making connections and making good things.
So your name is connected with folklore, with tradition. What is your connection with this past and now? How do you relate to this?
All of us, we are musicians, and we listen to traditional music long time ago. But in Portugal, we have a period when traditional music was like folklore. Everything from up to south was like the same thing, or tried to be the same thing. But in this moment in Portugal, we are living a movement that is recovering the old ways of singing, old instruments. For instance, bagpipe was almost extinguished in Portugal. Like 15 years ago, a few bagpipers were alive and playing in their own places. And now bagpipe is all over Portugal. We are playing the same things they play before. We are doing new songs in bagpipe. So the thing is changing. And our idea is to grab a little bit of traditional, of identity, mix it with our own taste, if you want, and make new things. Because the road is ahead and we have to go on it.
So is it true that your music or your band is exotic also for your domestic audience, because they didn't know that tradition?
Yeah, because what we do even in Portugal, it's a little bit different of what we are used to hear there, because this bagpipe I play is from the northern east of Portugal, and these percussions are from the center interior where we came from, our traditional percussions, and we shuffle them, we mix this percussion with this bagpipe, and we play, well, how should I say it? We play it on our own way, you know. So, and we have very good reactions in Portugal too, because we have old ladies dancing and singing our songs. And we have people from metal making mosh on our concerts. It's very nice.
So you are actually doing something very, very new. So you said that these bagpipes were almost extinguished. So there wasn't any official institution or some academy, folk academy, or some, you know, research center trying to keep that tradition alive?
No, in the northeast of Portugal, there are some associations that are concerned with these questions. And in Portugal, we have also a Portuguese association, Bagpipe. It's an association made by anthropologists, musicians, sociologists, everyone that is concerned about bagpipe. And they work together and they talked and tried to discover, go to the old bagpipers and ask them how do they play, what kind of fingering they use, what kind of ornament they use. Try to acquire much more information to understand what is the instrument we have there, and how can we preserve it.
Bagpipes are spread all over Europe, and we can also find them on
Northern Africa.
Yes, of course, other continents as well. Here in ex-Yugoslavia, the most famous people playing them are Macedonians, and they have a very similar name for gaita. It's gaida.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so you know, okay.
Yeah,
so
I have two, but Bulgarian, the Kaba gaida and Jura gaida.
Okay, okay.
I love this kind of
bagpipes. So. When you are traveling this path of connecting old and new, and also geographical and historical different periods, have you ever thought about discovering or researching other styles of playing bagpipes from other kinds of world, or to actually map the history how gaitas of or bagpipes did have some evolution?
Well, I'm not really concerned about playing like the old men play, you know. I'm concerned about learning how they play, so I can make something new with that. I really like one kind of bagpipe that is from a region in Spain that it's called Sanabria. And those bagpipers have a unique style of playing, and I like it very much. I like very much the Rodopi style of playing the bagpipe, Macedonia and Bulgaria. I'm a big fan of Gaida. And well, we gather information from bagpipers and drummers from all over the world, still having our own identity, but mixing it with our what for us it's important, what for us it means something, and we do what we like.
You said you said before that all kind of people attend your concerts and really enjoy it, from old ladies to heavy metal fans. So how do you see the function of that music from the old times? Because you play work songs, you play ritual songs and religious songs. Is that change? So do the people just understand them just as songs, as any other songs, as pop songs, or do they recognize, this is our tradition, this is our heritage, and do they try to learn what was behind that song?
Yeah, it's a little bit our intention too, because when we play and people that listen to our music, and it happens sometimes, they might don't know where this music comes from, you know, but they feel something that is connected with with them, and it's the most important of all, because if people like our music and listen, and okay, there's some feeling, something metaphysical, if you want, and they try to discover much more, and try to discover the instrument and all of that. So it's important, because we have to know what people do we belong to, in order to respect other people and other cultures, and it's what we do.
Okay, thank you for this very insightful answers. We are going to play another song from Vilja Gajtera, and then we are coming back to this interview.
Okay.
Bailava o sol, bailava ai na manhã do São João. Ai na manhã do São João. Raiavam cordas de amor e ai dentro do meu coração. Ai dentro do meu coração. Naquela relvinha verde, ai, foi a minha perdição. Ai, foi a minha perdição. Perdi lá o anel douro, ai, na manhã do São João. Ai, na manhã do São João. Eu hei de ir ao São João, ai, o meu amor, e não quero ir. Ai, o meu amor, e não quero ir. Deixai-o ir para fora, ai, eu farei o que eu quiser ir. Ai, eu farei o que eu quiser ir. Eu hei de ir ao São João, ai, comer amor e ao lado. Ai, comer amor e ao lado.
Smo nazaj v studiu, kot rečeno, intervju Rada Študent pred nocojšnjim koncertom za sebe Velja Gajtera v Menzi pri koritu ob 10. zvečer. Z mano za mizo slušalkami na ušesih Ricardo Santos, dokumentira s fotoaparatom Hervé Freire, ki igra snare boben, in zunaj nas čaka še Josie Quezada, ki igra basovski boben. So, Ricardo, we started with your yesterday concert in Maribor. You said that you were quite quite surprised over the response of the audience. So I wanted to ask you, how much did you know about Slovenia? Have you ever listened to maybe to some Slovenian music, be it pop, rock, whatever, electronics, hip-hop, it's very great here, or traditional music?
No, for me, Slovenia was, as a knowledge, very far away, you know. And it is a unique experience to get close to the to your culture and to know a little bit more of your country, you know. So for us, it's been a wonderful experience, and it's a country that once I'm here, living all this and understanding a little bit of everything, and I go to Portugal and I will try to to get to know your place better, because you are fascinating with your landscapes and and all. Very nice.
We were talking before that you are going to be in Cerkno twice, once for the concert, and then you will have a workshop. As I heard, this workshop is going to be something very special, so tell us something more about it, and how come that you are doing it in Cerkno and not in Ljubljana, Maribor or Novo Mesto?
Well, we are going in Cerkno doing this because the guilt, if you want, the responsibility of we are here in Slovenia is from people from Cerkno, and especially Branka, that gave us a tremendous help of organizing all this. Branka and all the collective at CMAC, they helped us a lot, helped us to get gigs here in Slovenia, helped us borrowing this event to go
logistics and so
and it was a very nice support, and it all started, as I told you, to an invitation to Tabor Karajovac. I don't know if I spell it well.
Karajovac.
Yes.
Okay. It's here. It's not here.
And then all it started from there. We have an invitation from Branka and Smak to play at Tabor Karajovac.
Yeah.
And then all of the things appeared. Once one of them, this workshop we are going to make with children, with a professor from the school in Cerkno.
Yeah.
That's.
You said that there's going to be more than 300 people?
380 children. Yeah. I believe so.
And they are going to sing in Portuguese.
They want to they sing a Portuguese song in Portuguese. And I recorded when I was in Portugal. We recorded the song slowly to the phonetics, and I sent it to Professora Vanya, and then she sent me back the recording of the students singing. And it's very curious because they sing very well in Portuguese and with the accent of our own area, you know.
Great. So are you going to play with them?
We are going to play, and we are looking forward to play
great,
with them.
Great, great. I wish you luck for this, and I also think that you should do it more often here in Slovenia. People, I think, are crazy about workshop, especially for children. So let's go back to Gaiteros and to Portugal. The most famous band with bagpipes are Gaiteros de Lisboa. But years ago we heard, not so many years actually, we heard her twice, Mercedes Peón from Spanish Galicia. So I'm wondering, what are the difference between that two kind of playing dudes in Spanish Galicia and in Portugal?
Well,
where is its origin actually? Is it known?
It's difficult to get an origin, but I can tell you, for our history, the Portuguese language and the Galician one came from the same root, the Galaico-Portuguese. It was a language that in Portugal spread it one way, and in Galicia spread it another way. We have many things in common, Portuguese and Galician. We are like brothers, you know, because in my region we have Spain, but it's Castilla. It's another region of Spain, another country, if you want.
Yeah.
And we and Spanish there, we don't go along well. We have a song that's on our CD, Senhora do Amor Tão, that is a saint. And there is a sentence that says, don't want to be a saint, don't want to be castellana, you're Portuguese. You know, because Portuguese and Spanish don't go well in that region. But Galician and Portuguese, very well. And Galician people know very much about Portuguese culture and music. And it's very nice because we have many things in common. And we are like brothers, as I told you, in culture and in music, everything.
you said before about that song, and also in the first part of the interview, we were talking about your songs being work songs, religious, and songs of ritual. Have you ever tried? Are these lyrics totally new, yours, or do you take them from tradition?
We have two sides of the thing. Uh-huh. One, it's traditional musics from bagpipe, mm-hmm. that we grab them and we play it in our own way. Mm-hmm. We have another kind that is musics from oral tradition. Mm-hmm. Don't play instruments, oral,
just walk.
And we transpose it to bagpipe, mm-hmm. and then we do a new thing. And we have the other side that is making original music from mm-hmm. just the instruments, you know.
Yeah,
and we build it from there with these influences of tradition, of the music we love, like jazz, metal, electronic music. Mm-hmm. So all our influences are on our originals as well.
The Portugal is best known for fado, but actually it is an urban genre, and mostly most people here outside of Portugal thinks of it more as a popular music, not as a traditional music. So I'm wondering, what is your relation to fado, and what is the situation in Portugal as well? Is it popular everywhere, or are there also different traditions or different styles, as is yours, doing something totally new and trying to, you know, to show that there is not just one tradition to be, you know.
We have two kinds of fado. The fado from Coimbra, mm-hmm. and the fado from Lisboa. Probably the best known is the fado from Lisboa. It used to be singed in very old cafes, bad connected cafes. Mm. But now we in Portugal have a new generation of people mixing fado with other things. For the purists, it was bad because you don't touch in fado, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's good because we have traditional fado, so let's make new things mm-hmm. with fado. Mm-hmm. But in Portugal, fado, it's like merchandising as well. You sell fado. You don't sell, for instance, Velha Gaiteira, Gaiteiros de Lisboa, and many other bands that in Portugal, they are good musicians, they play very well, they have very new ways of looking to tradition, mm-hmm. musically speaking, of course, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But they are not supported as fado is, you know?
Yeah,
because fado is, if you want to sell, you play fado.
Yeah.
It's not quite like this, but it's a caricature of what's going on.
I heard the same for flamenco, for example.
Yeah.
So it happens
a lot.
A lot and everywhere. I think and I wish that people should know much more about musics in a particular country, not just one genre, which is globally known. So I wish you a good stay in Slovenia and a great concert today in Ljubljana, and also, of course, in Cerkno and Novo Mesto. And I'm sorry that I'm not going to be on that workshop, and I really hope that you are going to do it next time when you come to Slovenia. So thank you, Ricardo Santos, for being us, and also Hervé Frère in José Quezada. Z nami so bili, oziroma kar bili so vsi trije, čeprav ne v studiu, Ricardo Santos na dudah, Hervé Frère snare boben in José Quezada basovski boben, Velha Gaiteira danes zvečer v menzi pri koritu ob 22. Za konec si zavrtimo še en komad in še povemo Ricardu obrigado. Hola, Ricardo.
Hvala.
Prosim.
Interview Radija Student.